Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Kieran. Hey, Kieran! They sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And I want to give some special shout-outs to our biggest fans and our most favorite listeners. I see Geronimo from Brisbane, Australia, Arjun from California, Elliot from England, and Ignatius from Missouri. I am so glad that you guys are Kid Short Stories listeners. And if you want a special shout out, go to our website. I would love to see your name and where you're from and give you a little shout out on our show. And don't forget to click follow, because then you won't miss a single episode. We have over 100 stories that have been super fun that started as your idea and turned into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! All right, Kieran, we're gonna be leaving for the airport soon. Are you ready to go? Mom, I'm not ready yet. Can we drive there? You see, Kieran was a little afraid of flying on an airplane. Have you guys ever been on an airplane before? Maybe? Some of you? Well, airplanes are very fun, and if you've listened to some of our other stories where we've had kids on airplanes, they're very fun and very safe. But this was going to be Kieran's first time on an airplane, and he was a little nervous. He had always gone on long trips with his family in the car, like on road trips, which road trips are really fun. But this was going to be his first time in an airplane, and he was really nervous. You see, they were going to their grandparents' house for Christmas, and it was not close by, so it would take a very long time to drive, so they chose to fly. Kieran asked his mom, Mom, can I go play outside for a little bit before we leave? I'm just not ready yet. Okay, Kieran, you can play outside for a little bit, but then we gotta go. All right, I'll be back in a little bit. Bye. Kieran ran outside to go play with his squirrel friends. Do you guys have squirrel friends? Yeah, squirrels are really fun. Well, Kieran's squirrel friends were named Sally and Sunny. Sally and Sunny, the squirrels, were super fun and super nice. They said,
"Hey, Kieran, how are you doing, bud?"
Hey guys, I'm doing good. Well, not really. I'm kind of scared. Today we're going on an airplane, and I've never been on one before, and I don't want it to crash.
You mean those big things that fly in the sky? Is that an airplane?
Yeah, those are the airplanes, and I'm gonna be way up there, and I'm really nervous. Do you guys know, is there any way you can make me feel a little not so scared anymore?
Well, we don't fly, but, our friend does. Come with us.
And the two squirrels led Kieran back around to some trees. Back there was a big black bird called Bert. Bert the crow.
Oh, hey, Bert, how you doing, bud?
Hey, guys, I'm doing good. But, what's up?
You see our friend here, Kieran? He's a little nervous about flying in an airplane, and we thought maybe you could help give him a trick of not to be scared anymore.
Oh, yeah, man. That's perfect. Hey, Kieran, nice to meet you. My name's Bert the Crow.
Oh, hi, Bert. Yeah, just like they said, I'm going on an airplane today, and I'm kind of nervous. Like, I've never flown before, and we thought maybe you, since you are a flying bird, do you have any tricks that might help me not be so scared?
Oh, yeah, man. You see, flying is just totally awesome. flying through the clouds and way up high. You can see for miles. It's totally rad, brah.
I believe you. I know that you think it's totally awesome, but I don't. So, when you were little and you first started flying, how did you learn?
Oh, right. Well, you see, when I used to be scared, my mom gave me a cotton ball to put up in the clouds. And she said as long as I held onto the cotton ball, it would keep me up.
What? Yeah. Do you guys know that clouds are made of cotton balls? Yeah, Bert the Crow, he thinks clouds are made of cotton balls, which is kind of silly, but let's pretend with him.
Yeah, man. Cotton balls, they want to be in the air. Clouds are made of those fluffy cotton balls, and so when I put them in my pocket, it helps me fly a lot better.
Oh, so you mean I think my parents in their bathroom, they have some cotton balls. You think if I put them in my pockets when we fly, it'll help the plane stay up in the clouds?
Yeah, totally, man. You see, the cotton balls, they want to be up in the clouds. They're not gonna fall. And so as long as you have them in your pockets, you will be totally righteous, man.
Totally, okay, bro. Thanks, Bert. All right, squirrels, let's head back. I gotta find some cotton balls. I'm not sure where to look, but maybe my mom will know.
Yes, let's go. Woohoo!
The two squirrels and Kieran ran back to the house. They had to find some cotton balls. All right. Where do we look? Where do we look? Where do we look?
Kieran, we're leaving in 5 minutes. Hurry up.
Oh, quick. Oh, no. I gotta find a cotton ball. Or, like, 10. 10's probably safer. Yeah. Okay.
Kieran started to look everywhere. And there weren't any in his bathroom, and there weren't in the kitchen, and finally, oh, there they are! He grabbed two handfuls and stuffed them in both of his pockets. His pockets were now very full of cotton balls.
All right, Kieran, are you ready to go?
Whew!
All right. Yes, Mom, I'm all ready. What is in your pockets?
Some cotton balls because it's gonna help the plane fly. And do you want some?
His mom laughed. What in the world are you talking about?
Yeah, Mom. You know, cotton balls, they want to be in the sky. And so as long as I have them in my pockets, then we're gonna keep the plane up in the air.
That's kind of a fun idea, Kieran. Can I have some too? Kieran's mom put some cotton balls in her pockets too. And the whole family ran out to the car and they were off to the airport. Kieran felt a lot better knowing that the airplane would stay flying because he had his cotton balls with him. The end.